This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KP2KAC. My name is Kristen, and I am located in Madison Township. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communication. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held next Wednesday, February 19th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KB2KAC.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo 7.
All right, gotcha. Cal, K8RLC, and Kevin, K88IIB. Any others with announcements or bulletins, please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Are there any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, northeast quadrant? Please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango, Daniel.
Kilo Delta 8, India Oscar November, Patrick.
All right, I got KD8RTP, John, KD8OFT, Daniel, and KD8ION, Patrick. Any others in the northeast quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
All right, N8PVC, John. Gotcha. Any others in the northeast quadrant, please call KB2KAC. All right, we'll move on to the southeast quadrant. Any stations which are south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
W3CAN, Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November, Jim.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
All right, I got KD8SYT Lynn, K KB8YVI Phil, W3CAN Jim, and AB8MW Mike. Any others in the southeast quadrant, please call KB2KAC. Station trying to come in. You were a little fuzzy. Maybe try increasing power and try again. KB2KAC.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf Mike, W8STM, Mike.
All right, got W8STM, Mike. Any others in the southeast quadrant, please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing none more, we'll go ahead to the southwest quadrant. Any stations which are south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, southwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
All right, I got W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, and KD8HVX, Jim. Any others in the southwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC. Hearing no more, I will go ahead and move on to the northwest quadrant. Any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
W8KWG, Whiskey 8 Kilo, Whiskey Golf, Scale.
W.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. Mark.
All right, I got W8KWG, Gail. I got KE8ANW Brian, 88CM Marcel, and N8VJF Mark. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Delta, Doc, KE8DRD.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank, K8OVP. Doc, your modulation is very weak.
All right, I got K8DRD Doc and K8OVP Frank. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
This is N8SEY Sharon, November Echo Sierra Echo Yankee.
All right, I got N8SEY Sharon. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC. All right, now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call KB2KAC. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Alpha Romeo W8CAR Gregory, Delaware County.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, N8UTI, Southwest. Ed.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Romeo, W4JER, Jeremy, Fairfield County.
All right, I got W8ZAR, Gregory, N8UTI, Ed, and W4JER, Jeremy. Any others inside or outside of Franklin County, please call KV2KAC. Having Franklin County ARES announcements. I will begin with KA8RLC Cal. Go ahead, Cal.
Good evening, Kristen. Good evening, Annette. This is KA8RLC. As previously mentioned, next week is our in-person meeting. Our speaker for the night will be our illustrious section manager, Scott Yonley, and he will be talking about the ARES Connect program. And hopefully clearing up all of our wonderful questions about that. Going into March, not really a whole lot going at this point in time that we're sure of. I should have better updates as of next week at the in-person. I will say that there is a spotter class for the general public on the 28th of March, which will be Saturday morning. Then that will be at Mount Carmel East Hospital. So with that, I will turn it back to you, Kristen. This is K8RLC.
Thank you very much, Cal. We'll go ahead on over to KD8IIB, Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. A couple items tonight. The first one is just my usual net reminders. As Kristen said, next week is the in-person, and Cal said too. February 26th, KD8ION, Patrick. March 4th, KE8ANW, Brian. I currently have an opening now for March 11th, if anybody on the net would want to take that. Resounding silence. Maybe I'll take that, since I never did one last year. Let me reset. Second item tonight is regarding ARES Connect. It's, We come to find out that people are putting time, for the Wednesday night nets especially, but even on events, the time is all over the place. Some people are putting in the actual time, you know, some people are putting in 2 hours and stuff like that. So I just kind of wanted to go over the, you know, look at your clock when the net's over. If you don't know what time, I mean, it always starts at 8. If it's over 22 minutes past 8, you'll know. It's 22 minutes, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. Even if you don't have a clock handy, at the end of every Wednesday night net, we always do a checksum with net control on how many check-ins and the number of minutes. So, and let's say it does run 22 minutes. You can round up to the next quarter hour. So 22 minutes would be 0.5 hours. If it's a 12-minute net like it was Christmas night, you could put, you know, 0.25 hours. Or if it runs like one we had a couple weeks ago that ran 48 minutes, that would, you could round that up to 1.0 hours. I'm not sure if there was confusion on like 22 minutes and people were putting in 22.0 or something like that, but the times are all over the place, so I just kind of wanted to go over that and let you know the proper way to put it in and let you know you can round up to the next quarter hour. Let me reset. Any questions on that? But any PVC, do you want to add anything to that?
Hi. Are really registered in ARES Connect. That would be my only input. Any PVC.
Okay, you broke up there, John. You must have moved downstairs or something, but I think what he was saying is if you're not registered in ARES Connect, please do. You'll notice on the new script there is a reminder at the end of the net that reminds everybody to sign up for ARES Connect if you're not in it. And remember to put your times in if you are. And the website, our website has the address, and Kristen will read the URL for the ARES Connect also. Okay, if there are any more questions, we'll turn it back to Nett. Thank you, Kristen. 88IIB.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW Paul.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee Calvin.
All right, I got KB8CMW Paul and NARFY Calvin. Any others? KB2KAC. All right. I don't think there were any events during the previous week, but if there were, is there any event coordinators or volunteers who would like to give a recap of any events they worked during the past week? Please call KB2KAC.
KB8RTP.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment the extra class is going well. We have three more classes lined up. Also, if anyone would like to upgrade to general from tech, I'm looking for people interested in classes, either for technician or general. Plan to start those in March. Just contact me through our website. My email's up there. Just drop me a line, KD8RTP.
All right. Thank you very much, John. I will now take a final round of check-ins. Oh, sorry. Are there any stations having additional business or any discussion topics for the net? Please call KB2KAC.
KWP.
Go ahead, Frank.
Did they have the van on display, communication van on display next in-person meeting?
I'll see you in front.
Fine.
Frank, that'll be at the March meeting. The March meeting will have the nasty van from Westerville.
Thank you, KWP. W3CAN.
Go ahead, CAN.
If it's all right with you, boss, I'd like to ask for your personal indulgence of just a minute or two to make a statement to the group.
Go for it.
I had a feeling you'd be empathetic. In any case, I just wanted to take to the air for a second and provide a heartfelt thank you to everybody here on the net and everyone involved with the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service. Y'all have been an excellent group, and we've been thrilled to be a part of it, the ham radio community here in Central Ohio, and everyone's support and welcoming has been great over the last several years, especially from Kristen getting a start in the hobby all the way to where she's at now, doing things like running the Wednesday Night Net. It's really been incredible, and this is just a heartfelt thank you to you all. Just to let you know that this is going to be our last regularly scheduled Wednesday Night Net that either KAC or myself will be in attendance at. We'll be relocating to Northeast Ohio, and looking forward to staying connected to the area. I'll still be working for a company that's headquartered, well, legally up there, but ostensibly down here. Seeing y'all around at a couple of events here and there. But just wanted to provide my real and sincere thanks to everyone for being as awesome as y'all are. And just wanted to say that we're going to miss you. W3CAN, back to Ned.
Thanks, Jim. You're going to make me cry. yeah, Jim and I are officially doing our move tomorrow and Friday. So, again, like you said, we will miss you guys. And y'all have been so good to us and so amazing. So that's our squishiness for tonight.
This is N8SEY, Sharon. We're going to miss you, and we're certainly going to miss little Edmund, too.
Well, thank you. I'm sure he will miss everybody, too. And if we can get him down on occasion for an in-person meeting, we will definitely make sure to do so. All right. On closing, before I start crying, reminder, if you have not already, please register in ARES Connect, or if already registered and needing to sign up for events, Wednesday Night Nets, or our in-person meetings, do so at https://awrl.volunteerhub.com/lp/08. This link is also available on the website at franklincountyohioares.org. I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Please call KB2KAC. All right, with no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KB2KAC returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KB2KAC signing clear. Good evening and 73.
Kristen, K8OVP.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, just about where are you moving?
We're moving just about halfway between Akron and Cleveland, a little town called Hudson.
Oh, okay. Sharon's sending it a little bit closer, and one of my tourist guys is up there. He could introduce you to some hams in a hurry. Okay, well, good luck on that. I hope to hear you again here when you get down here. K8OVP.
Thank you, Frank. We're hoping that we can join the Summit County radio group up there. We'll see if they're any kind of as much friendly as you guys are, but always good to meet hams, and thank you for the well wishes. KB2KAC.
Yeah, one of my Explorer Scouts was a member of that. Gee, I forget his call now. He was a blind scout and helped me teach a ham radio merit badge class. So, okay. Good luck, K8OVP.
Thank you very much, Frank. KB2KAC.
Okay, Kristen, I counted 27 check-ins, I believe, and I rounded up to 23 minutes for all those still in the air. Put down in ARES Connect 0.5 hours. Not 5, but 0.5. Let me know if you come up with 27, Kristen.
That was also what I got.
Okay, let me add my 2 cents worth. I will say, well, thank you to you and Jim both for the friendliness you guys have been exhibited, too, when you've been at the meetings and when I've seen you in, you know, at events and stuff like that. And I do have to say that for two people who, you know, the first time they took a net did an excellent job. It's kind of unusual for somebody to do that well, but both of you, first time you ever did a net, the Wednesday Night Net, you both did excellent. So kudos to that. You're good. KD8IIB.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Sorry to leave you with too few or competent net givers.
Well, hopefully some more people will take over and pick it up and run it as well as you guys did.
I hope so. I'm sure we have some quiet people in that group who are pretty good. Yeah, some hidden talent, as Jim says. KB2 KAC.